We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
NFL Sunday with Christian Fourier, Jermaine Wiggins, and Rich Keefe. Broadcasting live from the best yet broadcast booth in Foxborough. NFL Sunday, presented by Kaplansky Insurance. The right coverage at the right price. Kaplansky.com. And also in part by the New England Kubota Tractor Dealers and Needham Bank. Now here's Christian Fourier, Jermaine Wiggins, and Rich Keefe.
From our best yet broadcast booth across the street from Gillette Stadium, this is NFL Sunday, getting you set for Week 3, Patriots and Jets. It is Rich Keefe, Christian Fourier, and Jermaine Wiggins. Fellas, how are you?
I'm doing fabulous. Good to hear that. I just got finished taking my victory lap, so I'm sure you guys, I don't know if you guys caught up or not, but I'm a little sweaty, I'm a little wet right now, a little moist.
It's been a long victory lap. I'm kind of disappointed.
Yeah, where are you? I'm fascinated to hear what Wiggins is going to say.
I'm so disappointed right now.
Okay.
In the New England Patriots.
Oh, I love it.
I felt like.
Wait, hold on.
He's what?
You sure?
Yes.
You sure you want to go there?
Yes,
Wiggy, hold on, but I want to protect him from himself.
All right.
You know, because he's, you know, if I once you go all. There,
yeah. Yeah.
You're there for life.
Well, I mean, listen, I'm not going to go all the way there. I'm not going to go all the way. I'm disappointed at this moment in time because I felt like, you know, obviously with the Antonio Brown situation, Christian has been taking his victory lap, and I heard about it. But I felt like you didn't have to do it.
Do what? Drop him?
Yeah, you didn't have to cut him. I don't think there was enough.
See, a lot of people. Okay, keep going.
I don't think there was, like, enough. Like, in the sense of what happened between when did they cut him? What was it, Friday when they
Cut him Friday, like a little after 4 o'clock.
Right, so from Friday to where we are now and kind of all the stuff that we know transpired between Wednesday and Friday.
Well, Wednesday night were those text messages
right.
where he included the painter
right.
on there with his lawyer.
Which I thought was stupid.
Oh, my God.
Which
Good.
Was
All right, you just, can't defend that.
Yeah,
either.
No, I'm not defending
can.
That.
Nobody can.
And I thought that was stupid of him to do. But, I mean, you were already into the point where, like, okay, was that really the reasoning on why? Was that, like, the first and only nail in the coffin? Like,
yes.
Yeah, but Wiggy, think about it. So he had already. I think the lesson was when he was with the Patriots.
Think about.
I know, but think about. Okay. Okay, so think about this. We should use that a lot. Think about this.
Think about. Oh, I'm thinking about.
Okay,
it.
Listen. Put your thinking caps on. So he talk about an error repeater. This guy has so many things, different things going on. He gets a new shot, and you shouldn't. You don't get. Two shots. You don't get, hey, first time, you know, shame on you. Second time, shame on me with the Patriots. You're already on zero tolerance. Zero tolerance.
See, I was a
and he goes ahead, and he's so stupid. And I will say this, breaking news. Saturday morning, I saw somebody at the Patriots. Yeah.
Yep.
Was it Saturday?
Because today's Sunday.
No, Friday. Sorry, okay. Friday. Friday, right? Because I didn't even work Friday.
Yep.
So Friday, I saw somebody at the Patriots, and we were talking, and we were talking about AB and all this other stuff. And he was like, you know, he was talking about just, you know, the press conference. And then next thing you know, he was like, and then all that stuff that happened last night. And I didn't even see it. I didn't see the tweets.
Oh,
okay.
Right.
So I didn't even know what he was talking about.
So you didn't know about the text message.
I didn't know about a text. Right, and then next thing you know, I'm obviously doing my own thing. And next thing you know, he gets released. And I think back, I'm like, wow, this was the issue. This was the straw that broke the camel's back. It had nothing to do with the civil suit.
Right.
They were willing to withstand that part of it and wait to see what the NFL came back with, which was
but
still
I just
nothing.
Felt, you don't,
still
you,
has been
you don't feel like that.
But I'm with you, Wiggy. I actually would have kept him.
Was,
I believe it or
right,
not, it
was,
I would have kept him.
It wasn't
I know,
enough.
Why? Well, hold on.
All right.
Why?
Because first of all, why'd you bring him in? Why'd you even bring him in? Because you thought he was a great player.
Right.
Sure.
There's a lot of stuff going on with him. There's still a lot of stuff going on with him, but he hasn't been suspended yet.
He's a ticking time bomb.
Right. Hasn't blown yet, in my opinion.
Right.
Hasn't blown
I know, but this is my biggest issue. The whole week, there's landmines everywhere.
Yes.
Eventually, one's going to blow up in your face because you keep backing him. Not saying that he's not a great player, but I got to be able to sleep at night. And there's other guys that, like, you know, they have some issues, but you go, you know, you could tell that they've kind of figured it out. He has not shown any ability to change his way of thinking.
Well, it was a stupid,
and that's the landmine. I said he's not worth it,
Christian. It was a stupid move on his part to go through that whole text chain with, you know, whoever he was on it with, the girl.
Stupid.
That was stupid, right? But to me, what was said, and even the picture of the kids and all that, to me, like, that wasn't. There wasn't enough there that warranted his release because of the fact when you knew about the baggage that he had coming in.
You
from
– signed him knowing a
right,
lot of stuff. Now, you didn't know about
– I actually cannot believe you two.
Hold on.
I don't know what is wrong with you guys. Wiggy, especially you.
No, because listen, when
like,
I
you see, know how that works
I know
there.
How it works, but there's got to be a point –
But the fact that they were willing to take him to begin with
– Right, there's got to be a point in time to go, okay, there's some baggage here with the – I want to say the Oakland situation, that's not, but this, the really the civil suit situation and that SI report, right?
Yeah.
That SI thing. So that was like kind of like, oh, there's some, you know, but there's nothing in the sense of like when you look and go, okay.
It's just more examples that he's a bad guy.
Yeah, it's more like examples
the
of he's a bad guy,
like, oh,
and it becomes, he didn't pay this person, and it becomes a lot of he
and,
said,
and also
she said.
Say he just... They're just he leaves the Patriots exposed in every way, shape, and form. Like he doesn't protect them. So hey, I'm gonna take a shot on you, dude. Can you repay the favor? So he talks the other day and he does a great job. Three questions, says all the right things.
Yeah. What's it like
and,
working with Tom?
Yeah. So it's like, all right, blah blah blah. Okay, great job, 11. Great question. So and then you sit there and then he just. Immediately, like he forgets everything.
Yeah, no, but he went from that right to on his phone.
You
know, like, hey, look,
oh my god! You know the story. There's a story about the I think it's the toad and the scorpion or something like that.
Yeah,
you know what I'm talking about.
Why don't you remind everybody?
Okay, so I think it's the toad. So the
tortoise and the hare.
Yeah, no, different story. So that this Matt, look it up. Okay, right, so it's some sort of like indigenous creature of the Northeast. Okay, like a beaver or something like that.
Tell us your favorite beaver story.
I don't know how prevalent beavers
are. The scorpion wants to get across the river.
Mm-hmm.
Wants to get across, but he can't
does.
Swim.
No.
If he goes into the water, he'll drown.
Yeah,
so he grabs the toad and says, listen, hey, buddy, hey, you can swim. You know, let me jump on
but
your back.
Like, I don't trust you.
And the guy says, hey, you know, listen, as soon as we get across there, you're gonna sting me in the back, and then I'm going to die. He's like, no, you can trust me. You can trust me. No. It's in your nature. No. He's like, no, okay. So the toad says, fine, hop on my back. Start swimming across. Next thing you know, the toad feels a stinging in his back. Toad looks up and says, dude, what are you doing? Why'd you do that? You said it's in my nature.
Yeah,
it's in the scorpion's nature to kill regardless of his circumstance. So the scorpion, knowing that he was going to die if he stung this toad, killed himself and the toad because it's in his nature. That is Antonio
story.
Brown. He does it despite
case,
he just screwed himself
great
up.
Story.
Look
great.
At all the money.
Boy, I love the story. Very interesting. We should get some graphics for it. It'd be great for television. But my point is, in this scenario,
tortoise.
The Patriots are the toad.
Right.
Yeah.
So they fell for the scorpion.
Yes, they
and
did.
My point is, the scorpion hadn't been suspended yet.
Right.
So, like, if you're going to play it out that
right.
way, you knew he was going to do dumb stuff. You can't possibly be naive enough to think, hey, he puts on our uniform,
right,
and he's never going to do another
right.
dumb
See,
thing in the
that,
world.
And that's
so
where I look at
it. Until
him.
He does something really stupid, then you cut him.
Right.
Although then, I guess the risk you run there, he's really good for 10 weeks.
Right. But
and now all of a sudden
but
you pull
Rich,
him off the field
and I think
at the end.
I think that's exactly the way I'm feeling, right? You went this far, right? And what he did and when you look at the text messages, right? Really, do you believe that that's enough to warrant him being released? The text man. I mean, are you privy with like the text message?
Yeah, yeah. No, I saw.
So
it.
Do you
but
really?
I think with him recently, Wiggy. But if you put the Brittany Taylor rape case to the side,
put that
second,
to the side.
Everything else individually isn't enough. But if you add it all together, that's probably
yeah.
Where
but
you already had the Brittany Taylor stuff in the mix, right? You already.
I know, but you can't just keep adding.
No,
to
no.
It.
But
like,
you
let me tell you. A
but
story
you
about
all
the straw
that
broke the camel's
back. All you added. All you added. Right. You had the Brittany Taylor.
Let's do
stuff.
Nothing but fables.
You had the Brittany Taylor stuff, and all you added to it was really the SI article, which was he didn't pay this people, he didn't pay that people. There's the you know alleged he walked up to the girl naked with the towel.
The
on.
Patriots fans should blame Robert Klemko for Antonio Brown being gone.
Well, that
Antonio Brown would not have gone after the painter, and I'm only half
right. I understand what you're saying
because. That story
that article would never
life,
be out.
And then all of a sudden Antonio Brown couldn't help himself.
Right.
And he had to respond to it. Now, I think the other problem or the other part of this is And I think Jeff Howe wrote about in The Athletic. I think the NFL had a story, or NFL.com had a story, about what ultimately led to Antonio Brown being cut. And part of it was Robert Kraft being so upset about it. And there was no guarantee that this wasn't going to continue.
Right.
So even if the text message on its own was like, ugh, bad look,
right,
but wouldn't normally get you cut, what are you going to sit down with Antonio and say, hey, promise not to do that again? And he's like, yeah, I promise. Like, there's no way. Like,
well, there's
next
no,
week, we would have talked about something
there's
else.
There's no guarantee that it's going to happen, right? And I understand that point. And I understand.
I don't know. He's pretty consistent that he's going to do something.
And like I said, I'm disappointed, but I understand why they did it.
Here we go. I'm going to give you the – hold on.
Is this the total story?
This is the meaning. Okay. This is the meaning, all right? And it fits Antonio Brown.
It's the meaning of the total
perfectly.
Story.
All right? God. It's going to give you – it's going to give you some perspective. So the Frog – being the Patriots,
should have been aware of
the Scorpions, Antonio Brown's nature,
which
we thought they were. And so we should always be aware of the true nature of those who surround us. Bam. Yeah. Can I go home now?
Yeah,
I feel like I really offered a lot to the show.
Who's going to take a victory lap now?
Look at
how about we'll let you out early today?
Right.
How's that sound?
There you go.
All right, good.
How's that for a little
But I mean, you okay, so this is the thing, right? To kind of go with Christian's,
Toad
and Scorpion. You know when you get in bed with somebody, right?
I usually do.
But what about when you were younger?
That already has like kind of a shady past, right? So you're getting in bed with somebody that has a shady past. So there might be some things that you have to deal with. And all I'm saying is like, I just felt like they didn't want, I mean, clearly this incident, and when I talk about the incident, the text message is like, to me, it's like, really? You couldn't have just said, all right, we don't like it. We think it's bad. Because there was even a report that came out that her lawyer said that the NFL and the Patriots reached out to them and said that they had spoken to Antonio Brown and basically said there's a cease and desist.
The painter's lawyer reached out to the NFL and the Patriots saying
he can no longer have contact with her.
Yeah, you're not supposed to.
So it seemed like, okay, he stuck his foot in his mouth and he's like, now that was it. Don't do this again. Anything moving forward from here on out, you're gone.
How much of this do you think was about the early reports where he was going to get $5 million on Monday?
Wasn't there wording in there? He's still going to get his money.
How?
That's
my biggest question. Okay.
I don't think
fine.
He is.
Because what is it? On Friday, they had Lombardi on.
Yeah,
and they had him on, and then he gets released. They bring him back on, and he comes back on.
Real quick again.
Yeah, sorry. And he says that, but Lombardi, he's kind of a little arrogant. I don't even know if he's right or not because he's such kind of a blowhard.
Yep.
And then he comes on. He's like, "Oh no, he's not going to get that money." Well, like he works for the Patriots.
Well, no, I think he'll get some of it, but I think they set it up a certain way for a reason.
Yeah, but there was. I thought I read somewhere that it had to be like conduct detrimental.
Which is so vague.
I was going to say you could probably say anything is
right, but he could now file a grievance because usually, I saw like if it was an arrest, if it was a criminal investigation, if it was this, like they basically cut him. Saying that, you know what, hey, it didn't work out. So, like, if you have guaranteed money, you know this, Christian, if you have guaranteed money and they cut you for it just not working out, you got to pay me my money. If you cut me because I got in trouble, now that's when the wording and the language kind of plays over.
I mean, he is under investigation by the league.
Right,
so,
but
like,
they didn't.
Maybe that'll shake out.
But it seems like, and like I said, I've read a few places, and I forget who I was reading, but the reason why they cut him, it had nothing, they didn't make it seem like it had anything to do with all that stuff that was going on. It was just like, well, you know what, we're just going to go in a different direction.
Yeah, but we know that it did, though. I mean, it obviously.
Well, but if that's the case, if we're just gonna be like, yeah, you know, we're doing what's best for the team.
Right.
They're not identifying the actual issue,
right,
which protects them just as far as any sort of litigation that Drew Rosenhaus is gonna bring about when they start fighting for that money.
Well, they're gonna file a grievance, right?
Sure,
right.
I would. I mean, Drew Rosenhaus, you know, that relationship is gonna get dicey
because he's gonna say, well, why did you guys cut me just because of this situation here? That it's really not conduct detrimental to the team.
And how does that work against their cap? If let's just say they do have to pay it, let's say there wasn't any language in his contract,
mm-hmm.
they got to pay him the $9 million. He's not on the team anymore. Does it still count against the cap?
I don't know how.
I'm not sure. And I think I'm not really worried about it because I feel like they can always just bend it anyway if they need
but
to.
But, I mean, going back to the original point, I just felt like you knew what you knew what you were getting into, and I felt like that the situation that happened with the text messages, I just felt like that wasn't enough to warrant.
But they come – so to me, they come across as either very naive or overconfident that – hey, he puts a Patriots helmet on and he'll be good to go. Because, like Twiggy said,
wait, hold on. Think about what this guy is doing. Think of if he can't identify what a problem this would be. Simple, hey, let's start a group chat.
Right.
And let me kind of intimidate one of my witnesses, one of my accusers. If you're that freaking stupid,
he's the dumbest guy in the
world.
The dumbest guy in the
world. You know what? And I think, I'll give you another analogy. People who go to battle.
Yeah.
The stupid people bring down the whole unit.
Yeah.
The stupid one because
he's the guy super loud. Like you're sneaking up on him. He's like screaming.
He's like, gotta go right now. Yeah. He's like, he's just not aware of the circumstance. He only cares about himself.
But I said that
he kills the entire unit. So you know what people used to do?
Yeah.
I used to have a coach. Story, okay. Another learning message day.
What are you coming out?
We're going from the toe to the scorpion.
He was Full Metal Jacket, right? Yeah. So he was a captain in the Vietnam War. One of my coaches in college, and he told this story about a dumb guy in his unit and how they purposely made sure that he got shot.
What?
Yeah, they made sure that he got shot.
And I remember limitations on this.
So
hey, go that way. There's nobody over there. We're gonna go this way.
Well, but you know, it's a total Full Metal Jacket situation. The guys, everyone was getting. They were always getting ambushed. Right. Somebody was always being killed because of something stupid that he did. They all got together and said, "We're all gonna die."
So we're all gonna die.
Yeah, no chance with this.
That is like the hard reality. Right. And I guess it's war, so we don't really get it because we're so all they do is play video games.
But this guy's gonna kill us all. So somehow we got to make sure he gets killed.
But again, they brought him in knowing a lot of it. Not all of it, but a lot of it. See, they saw how it ended in Pittsburgh.
Right.
They watched the whole Oakland situation, and they still brought him.
Right. See, like I said, the only thing for me that made me disappointed in their decision was I felt like the situation that happened, right? Because that's ultimately the saying, that's the straw that broke the camel's back, right?
Right.
To me, the text messaging thing, I don't feel like that was enough to warrant him being released.
Well, does it end?
I think it was.
Honest,
that.
Wiggy, you're full of it.
I'm dead. Dead serious.
Okay, you're the head coach, right? You're running this organization.
Right.
Okay, you've already kind of put your ass out in the line, kind of stepped in front of all the bullets and protected him, shielded him from all this mayhem, right? You put your ass on the line for him. Maybe you have a talk with him, maybe you don't.
Right.
Soon as you turn your back, this a-hole completely stabs you in the back and says, whoa, you should, hey, what's the big deal?
Right.
You're not bleeding that much. You're going to live. Wouldn't you sit there and go, dude, I can't trust this dude anymore?
No, I would have. This is what I would have did. I personally, I would have sat him down and I would have said, you moron.
For the second time.
I don't think if it was.
Your plan's already poor.
Well, do we know? Like
your plan sucks.
Listen, talk to me like a smart guy.
Now, let me reason with you. Let's be honest. Stupid.
Do we know there was even a first time? Because, I mean, that was some of the things like, you know, maybe, you know, people are like, maybe Bill's not going to sit down with him and this, that, and the other. And he's just, we don't even know if there was a first time that Bill actually sat down with him and said, hey, Antonio, you can't do this, that.
All right, did you hear our Corey Dillon interview?
A little bit.
Well, so we had Corey, and Corey said that he talked to Bill.
Okay.
And Bill was like, asked him those questions, and, you know, they kind of explained the situation, and he understood. And then Bill was like, hey, do you want to play football? Like, do you want to play football here? Yeah, and he said yes, and that was
like
it.
It's like what Gruden said to Antonio Brown when he taped him.
Everything else is pretty much understood. Here, I would say in another team where the rules are kind of loose, I can understand somebody kind of like, well, I didn't know. You kind of know here.
Right.
So it's like if you – and especially when he's at – there's so much attention to this guy. It's like he
so
keeps
much.
Spitting in the wind. It's like he's daring you.
Like I said, I think he was dumb for it. But
so dumb.
Because you put yourself in a position now on the field, right? You're basically on the field. You're saying, "All right, Josh Gordon."
Do they need Antonio Brown?
Still think they will win it all without him. But I think with him, offensively,
that's it. You don't need. It doesn't matter now. But who gives a crap If he's you already you're like me. I think they don't need him. They can win it without him.
I don't think they need him, but I think
would be nice.
I think with him you could have went undefeated.
Yes, I agree. No, 100%.
You greedy bastard.
I think with him you're 19-0, and with him you are there's a big distance between you and the next team. Now
it's close.
Still probably the best team,
right?
But it's really close,
right?
Your margin for error
is very small.
And you're now, so reliant.
But now
on Josh Gordon,
right? Now I got to rely Josh Gordon. You have to, and you've been doing a great job. But I need you, right?
Yep.
You are the guy that I have to sit there and say, listen.
Kind of scary.
It's stressful. It's stressful.
Very scary. Although he sounds great this year.
No, he does. He's doing a great job. But that's who.
He's also not the player that Brown is.
I love Gordon.
Trust me. But Brown is.
Brown is the best player, explosive,
wide receiver in the league.
Right. And I think, and that's why I said.
And he won't be playing on any team.
No, no.
Do you guys think he gets picked up?
Nope.
Well, his agent,
no kidding.
He's not getting picked up.
Yeah, well, I think ultimately he gets picked up because there are going to be people out there.
The league needs to come out and say, we talked with Brittany Taylor for 10 hours. At this point, there's no punishment. If they say that, I think one other team picks
him up. And I think ultimately that's what's going to happen.
But a team's going to wait. A team's not going to sign him and then wait.
I also feel like once a team – I think a lot of people look at the Patriots as like, okay, setting the tone, setting the setting like just the rules and regulations of how things should go. If he can't make it in a situation that is so buttoned down and so supportive – why would another team go, wow, we don't have the system they have? If he was doing that there, so he's basically spitting in Belichick's
maybe
face.
Another team,
what would he do to me?
Yeah, but another team, Christian, might look at it and go, like, because there's got to be people out there that think, like, man, another team's going to look at it and go, okay, that was a stupid move on Antonio Brown as far as the text messages. Was it really that bad when you look at it?
Pretty bad.
You really think the text?
I don't think it's like...
I think it's
stupid. It's not bad enough because obviously that woman felt like if I go to the police, they're not going to be able to do anything.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's stupid. Stupid.
Right.
He went from $30 million to $50 million
to $0 million. But the point I'm making is when I look at it, it's not like the
if he didn't send that text, he's playing today and he's making $5 million tomorrow.
Oh, say this.
And you couldn't help yourself?
Let me ask you this.
That's ridiculous.
This is why I think that it's stupid, but it's not bad because if he sends that text and he doesn't put the pictures of the kids in there.
Yeah, but he did.
What a dirtbag.
Right, that's
so
a dirtbag.
That's
a bad move where he's trying to make fun of her for being poor. I understand
it's
that.
It's so wicked.
It's stupid, right?
But it's beyond
that's
stupid,
on the line
though.
Of, like,
you know what stupid is? Like, I would say, call it a hot stove moment, right? Hey, don't touch the kettle. It's hot. Ah, blah, blah. I touch it. Ah, you should learn.
Yeah.
That damn thing's going to burn you. And that's three today. That is three.
I
am on
segment.
Fire.
The first segment. For God's
I just feel like, and I would say your point, excellent point.
Thank you.
You got one more game, and we're gonna give you a check
tomorrow.
$5 million.
Yeah. Don't do anything.
Right.
I would throw my phone away.
He doesn't have anybody he listens to, clearly.
No.
Because somebody would have taken his phone or taken something and be like, hey, Antonio, let's go watch a movie tonight. Hey, Antonio, let's go do this. Let's go out to eat. We're not going to read the Klemko story. Here's the thing. Somebody probably went to him and was like, look at all this stuff.
One of his boys were like,
yeah, he's getting terrible.
Egging him on.
You should send them a text. And that's generally the downfall of most people.
I think stupid. I think stupid is being polite to him. I think when we call him stupid, we're polite. I think he's nuts. I think he's certifiably nuts. No, but I think there's a difference. Like, I can handle certain situations, but when a guy is just – or maybe he's delusional. Maybe that's what it is. He's a little delusional, and he like lives in his own world, and he actually thinks what he's doing is acceptable. It's okay.
No, he's thinking in his world. He's thinking what he did really isn't that bad. I didn't say anything threatening to her. Yeah. Like, that's in his world. That's what he's thinking. He's not thinking about how others might perceive his actions.
So no Antonio Brown, obviously, for today or the rest of the season. Also, no James White today for the Patriots. He, according to Adam Schefter, is out because his wife is expected to give birth.
All these babies.
Two for two
it's like
here
a
this
Patriot
season.
Baby boom.
So there you go. We'll take your thoughts
I'm
on
miss
the
one seven.
Antonio
I'm
Brown
miss one
situation.
Seven. I'm looking at highlights now. 1-7. I'm going to miss 1-7.
He looked good for one game. And now he is gone. 617-779-7937. This is NFL Sunday brought to you by Kaplansky Insurance.
You're listening to NFL Sunday presented by Kaplansky Insurance. The right coverage at the right price. Kaplansky.com on Sports Radio WEEI.
Rob thinks about his logic for a while and accepts the deal. Takes the scorpion on his back, braves the waters, halfway over, feels a burning spear in his side, and realizes the scorpion has stung him after all. And as they both sink beneath the waves, a frog cries out, "Why did you sting me, Mr. Scorpion? For now we both will drown." Scorpion replies, "I can't help it. It's in my nature."
There you go. That's Christian Fourier from the first segment talking about the relationship between Antonio Brown and the Patriots. Antonio Brown being the scorpion, of course. The Patriots being the dumb frog. No, that's what you're saying. It's Keith Fourier and Wiggy.
Yes.
Antonio Brown, you may want to start paying attention to these tweets.
Oh, my God.
Antonio Brown at AB84. We were talking about if he'll be playing again this year. Well, he tweets out a couple minutes ago, "Will not be playing in the NFL anymore. These owners can cancel deals, do whatever they want at any time. We will see if the NFLPA hold them accountable. Sad they can just void guarantees anytime. Going on 40 mil, 2 months. We'll see if they pay up." And then he just tweeted, "Kraft,
I am not the toad.
Nope.
I'm the scorpion."
He must not be listening because I think he would respond. He said, "Kraft got caught in the parlor. AB speculations fired. Different strokes, different folks, clearly," with the hands in the air emoji.
The scorpion has stung him after all.
So Antonio Brown calling out Robert Kraft here today.
And the one where he's the Kraft one, he puts up a picture.
Yeah.
Is that him?
I don't know who that is.
It looks like the gymnast.
Yeah.
It looks like the gymnast who's...
And then he just retweeted, John, I can't listen to it yet, but...
The Master P?
Master P talking about Antonio Brown. So we're going to need the No Limit Soldier on that to see what's going on with that. But so Antonio Brown attacking Kraft, because I think clearly a lot of the stories have been portrayed as though it was really Kraft specifically that wanted him out.
Right.
And obviously, I don't know if Belichick wanted to give him another chance. Maybe he didn't. Maybe
he was
upset with it. But a lot of the way it's been written right now is that Robert Kraft didn't even really want him to begin with.
Or
if he had known about what was going on, he would have taken him, whether that's true or not.
Right.
And then this thing... The text messages on Wednesday night that we found out about on Friday, Kraft said, we can't expect this guy to
I'm
never
done
do
with it.
It.
I'm
so
not...
Now Antonio Brown, who on Friday was saying thanks to everybody, he was thanking Brady with a picture of Brady, thanks for the opportunity, a picture of he and Belichick. So it seems
he didn't thank Kraft.
No, he didn't, and now he's calling him out and bringing him up.
I think
so,
he's frustrated now.
Hold
clearly
on.
You can tell it's all frustration.
On this point, I'll support him. On the contract talks, on the ability for teams just to cut you and have nowhere and bear no responsibility.
Yeah.
It's like they set you up and they just take it away. That's why I hate the NFL contracts, and I think if the NFLPA has any balls, they will strike, and this will be an area.
Right.
And because listen, I don't have to
put some
like
power
Antonio
back in
Brown. Yeah, but you can tell me you just cut me and then fight me. You agreed to pay me.
Right.
Okay. You agreed to deal with everything that is me.
Right.
And now you don't like it. You made a deal with the devil. Now you're upset.
Unfortunately,
so to me,
for the NFLPA, he's your spokesman, though.
It doesn't matter. I don't care.
He's not your spokesman, but he's somebody you can look towards. It's like, you know, every lawyer, you know, when they're in law, they always, you know, go back on specific cases and go, you know, look at this case and how this case set this up. So he becomes one of those cases now if you're the NFLPA.
Yeah, but you go back into his contract and...
The Oakland one, I could see, like, all right, the Oakland one, there was actual... I understand that
for the Patriots too, that they could get out of it.
Well,
but
the Oakland one was that if they find him or if he didn't show up or something like that, and they ultimately ended up finding him, it would void his guaranteed money. And so the Oakland one, there was actual wording. The Patriots one, to me, because they cut him, and I don't think this is enough to warrant conduct detrimental for you not to pay him his money.
Okay, so see, I'm on his side. I'm supportive because
to me,
AB is like the most, he's getting the most attention, but there's so many other guys that get screwed
right.
in a similar situation. It doesn't have to be a law issue. It's just the fact they don't want your contract. They don't like it. They want to get out of it. And now they don't want to pay you. To me, that's just bogus. That's right. why this the when the CBA comes up, they really need to evaluate this because he's right. You just sit there, you bring me in, then you're going to sit there and nickel and dime me with these and bring all this vague, you know, contract talk so you can, one, not pay me, two, keep me in litigation forever. And just because you're billionaires, and it's like you're just because you don't want to pay.
Because what's the conduct? And I know it's such a, like, it, when you think of conduct detrimental, and that's the wording that they use. And
yeah,
I'm making
conduct detrimental and it's, personal conduct policy.
It's
just
so
what you
vague,
want it
right?
It is.
So in this situation here, right, so you're saying, okay, because he sent out a text message that was stupid, does that mean that's, you know, personal conduct or conduct detrimental? So if I happen to run a red light and get pulled over, is that conduct detrimental to the team because
it could be
something that was, you know, in the sense illegal, even though, you know, you're not going to go.
I think if, again, it's sort of a
and that's
weird
why,
area
and that's
because
why
this woman is not filing any kind of lawsuit
right.
against him, but there's a potential lawsuit there. And if you're intimidating somebody like that, that's
but that's not really that. But it's not really when you look at this, right? This is not really intimidation, right? If you go there, if you,
well, I think she found it intimidating.
Well, she might have found, but if she would have bring this to law enforcement and said,
yeah, they probably can't do a whole lot.
And she goes, you know, this guy's intimidating me, and law enforcement goes, okay, what did he say to you that was threatening or got you scared for your life?
Well, he included me on a text stream, and he told my friends to go ahead and
right, and he
find
said,
some
and
stuff.
He goes, look
said
at my
poor,
right? He goes, look at my kids. She's got to be broke because look, that's not intimidation. That's just
he's a big meanie.
Yeah, that's somebody being
a bully,
dummy. But he's not
idiot,
even
he's, bully,
he's not
right.
even really. Bullying, you're just saying
no,
your kids are poor.
Yeah,
it's kind of bullying. Yeah, he's making fun of her. For,
yeah,
that's bullying.
That's
well,
like
I guess
bullying 101.
That's like a definition of bullying.
Okay.
I mean, that's right there.
Well, okay, if that's what you call him, bullying.
The Antonio Brown story, obviously the biggest Patriot storyline, which is brought to you by Cars for Kids. The easy way to donate your car, donate today, and your car can be picked up tomorrow. Go to carsforkids.com or call 1-888 Cars for Kids. Let's open it up to the phones right now. Let's start things off with Rich in Brockton. And, John, if you could pot him up for me back there. Oh, I got it. Here we go. What's up, Rich?
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
What's up? How are you?
Guys. Wiggy, I got to disagree with you.
It is bullying or it isn't bullying?
No. I'll tell you something. When he included the kids in the text, in my mind, he crossed the line.
Sure.
And if someone did that to me and I had kids,
what would you do?
I would go looking for them. I'll
that's
be honest
illegal,
with you.
What would
see,
you do when you found them?
What would you do then? A stern talking to?
Well, you can't run with a broken kneecap, can you?
Ooh. Oh, there we go.
Absolutely.
That's intimidation right there. That's
frontier justice.
That's intimidation. I mean,
you think?
I understand that. I think people have to, like, I think people are getting so caught up in the text message.
Wait till the Patriots get wind that Wiggy is defending Brown here and not the Patriots.
Well,
they are not going to be thrilled. I do appreciate you being consistent.
Yes.
Because everybody has been saying, oh, Wiggy, you're only saying this because he's on the Patriots.
Right.
And here he is, not on the Patriots.
No, and that's,
still
and that's
him.
Why I said I am a little bit disappointed. I understand what you did, but I don't agree with what you did.
Yeah.
So when I look at this situation and I know it's wrong. I know he's a moron. I know he's an a-hole. Every, you know, adjective in the book that you want to throw at him.
Yeah.
But I just felt like just this text message in itself wasn't enough to release him.
I don't think anybody's saying actually, I shouldn't say that. I'm sure some people thought that alone. But it's not the only
right,
thing.
Right, but when you got into bed with him, you already knew
so
about
I'm with you on that part
stuff.
Of it. You signed him. You knew
so
that this
can,
guy had an issue. But what if they went into it, and again, this is probably dumb with this player, but what if you went into it and said, hey, with you, it's one strike and you're out? If that's what they told him,
well,
and then
that,
they viewed this as a strike, then maybe they were being honest with him.
Okay, if they came out and said, listen, we sat down and talked to Antonio the day we signed him, we told him, listen, if you do anything, you say anything, or there's anything that we disagree with, you're gone.
I would have loved to have been a part of that conversation.
Right. If that's out there.
Is Antonio Brown even paying attention? Is he on Instagram?
No.
What's he doing during that?
Hello.
But,
Antonio,
pay attention.
But if that's out there, then okay, I'll sit there and go, I understand why you did it.
It could be.
Right. But I, as far as based off of what I know right now, I don't know. I haven't heard that that's out there. So I'm just basing it off of that. The same way there, you know, reports that there are probably some guys in the locker room were who were a little bit, you know, like myself, disappointed, upset that they let him go, thinking like, all right, really? Let's just, I know.
Yeah, but can't you also understand, like, wow. Because if I would sit there and go, man, he didn't leave him any choice. It was because it was so obvious what they needed him to do, and he just
I understand that, Christian. I understand what they did, but I think you knew about this guy, and
I know, but
I don't think this warrants it. That's my point. Where you could have
okay,
said,
so
all right,
what point in time? Why? So I almost feel like you're a battered wife syndrome. Right, like you just keep letting him destroy you. He apologizes, you take him back. You have him promise that he won't screw up.
I'm in
he
love.
Does it. Yeah, you're in love. Yeah, that's man. Why you can't. Yeah. Thank you. You can't see straight because you're in love.
I'm in love.
So he does all this crappy stuff to you, but you and all your girlfriends are like, he's a dog.
No,
he's
wait,
a dog.
See,
and you go, but I love him.
But see, I think where you're wrong. I'm in love with a guy that did crappy stuff to his ex.
No, but then you cooked him up, and then he's doing the same thing. He's doing the same thing to you that he did to his ex.
As a patriot,
you're the frog, Wiggy.
No,
yeah, you're the frog now.
You're
the frog.
Christian,
yes, he is.
There's always another frog. No, there's always another frog, and that's what you are.
Christian just brought up a different scenario as a girlfriend being in love with a guy.
I think I've had enough analogy.
So
I think I might have hit my analogy limit.
And this analogy, and Christian's a new analogy.
It's hard to keep up.
Hey, they're all good.
They are good.
But I'm the new girlfriend, and I've looked.
Congratulations.
He's grabbing his breath.
I'm the new girlfriend, and I've looked at his past, and he's had issues in the past, and he's done a lot of things to
he's
his ex-girlfriends.
Issues,
but to me, so far, he's been okay.
No, but as soon – yeah, you're – exactly.
Yeah, he's going to change it.
But, Mom, he's different with me. I can change him.
He's learned.
He's learned.
He actually hasn't learned, and he's gotten worse.
Well, no,
he
no,
hasn't. He's going the wrong way
with
here.
Me, with me, he made one bad, decision. He didn't cheat on me, but he text messaged with somebody.
So, you know, like,
so
you know,
I'm not going to, you know, right now, I'm not going to be like, oh, you text messaged with that girl.
You know, like at the workplace where they do, like, you know, days without an incident and they have, like, yes. a list of it? Like, people were doing this on Twitter. And with Antonio Brown.
It's like the Hulk days without.
How many days has Antonio Brown gone since, let's say, week 15 last year with the Steelers? Since then, what's the longest period of time where Antonio Brown hasn't had an incident? Yeah, okay, thank you. All right, on that note, we'll get back to your phone calls here.
I think it's a long time.
You're right, though. With all the stuff that's been going on,
I would say when he signed with the Raiders all the way up until training camp, there was no issues.
Wait, what? But the Raiders?
Are you serious?
All it was issues with the Raiders.
When he signed in March with the Raiders.
There's the Toad. Wing's new name.
He signed was traded to the Raiders.
But then in April, he was negotiating with Brittany Taylor about how many millions he was going to give her.
But we didn't know that.
No, that's still an incident, though.
But an incident I didn't know. We don't know what kind of incident that was, right?
He has so many more incidents, probably. These are the ones that we know about.
No.
I can only imagine what else is out there.
But we didn't know about these incidents. So from the time he was traded to the Raiders to training camp, there was really nothing going on until he got to the Raiders, and then it was the feet, it was the helmet.
Yeah, but did you remember? I keep going back to Michael Irvin. It was less about the feet and the Raiders. It was more about what was going on behind the scenes.
He
was just he couldn't cope with it.
Right.
So he acted out and he vented the wrong way. So.
Well, let's not talk about feet.
All right, we'll have more on Antonio Brown. Also, as for the game itself, Patriots-Jets at 1 o'clock. No James White, according to Mike Giardi, Adam Schefter, and others, as his wife is expected to give birth. Also, no James Devlin. We will talk a little bit about the game, but it's a lot of Antonio Brown after he was released by the team on Friday. 617-779-7937. This is NFL Sunday, brought to you by Kaplansky Insurance.
Back to NFL Sunday with Christian Fourier, Jermaine Wiggins, and Rich Keefe on Sports Radio WEEI.
Antonio Brown, another sad case. Supposed to be innocent until proven guilty. I mean, if he did this, he's supposed to be out the league. But I bet if it was the quarterback, he'll still be playing until they find evidence to kick him out. Any business person should have took his phone. He shouldn't have been contacting. We got to get rid of these yes people from around us. We got these agents, these financial advisors. All they want is their 5-10%. They don't care what happened to you. They got hundreds of players. We have to educate ourselves on our business. It should be more than just sports. This guy is one of the most talented guys I've seen in a long time, but If they don't want him in the lead, if he's bad for their system, you gone. And they don't care what happened to you.
That's Master P, of course. No Limit Soldiers. I don't know if he's still.
Master P.
Which this was retweeted by Antonio Brown, by the way. That's why we played it. That's Master P talking about Antonio Brown.
Right.
Would your agent get 5 to 10%?
My agent? No, not when
Is
I
that
play.
What he said? Agents won 5 to 10.
No, I think 3 is the max.
How much is Rosenhaus getting,
you think?
3. 3 is the max.
2.5.
Right, if you can negotiate
down. You better
down.
Give me some deals on the side.
So,
AB's out there shooting shots now.
Antonio Brown. 5 to 10%.
He's sitting around. It's a Sunday morning. He's probably setting his fantasy lineup, but he's also tweeting.
And everybody's in his sight. I don't. This is no longer tweeting. It's
everything.
Antonio Brown. So he's brought clapback season.
Yes,
he's taking it all.
He's deep into September.
He's so unhinged right now.
Oh,
so here are his tweets going back to earlier this hour. Will not be playing in the NFL anymore. These owners can cancel deals, do whatever they want at any time. We will see if the NFLPA hold them accountable. Sad they can just void guarantees anytime. Going on $40 million 2 months. We'll see if they pay up. He followed that one up with Kraft got caught in the parlor. AB, speculations, fired, different strokes, different folks, clearly. Mm-hmm. Then that Master P video. I don't know where and when Master P was talking about Antonio Brown, but he was. He also took a headline of Shannon Sharp, who was accused of sexual assault back in 2010.
Right.
And Brown says, Shannon Sharp, the funny guy on TV, still after this. And there's like a little headline there. And then, of course, going right back after Ben Roethlisberger, and he has the headline from CBS News, the article that said Steelers quarterback investigated in sexual assault. And Brown writes, 4 games for Big Ben, crazy world, I'm done with it.
Now, I don't know again, part of it means, of course, he's missing the point.
He is.
Shocking,
right?
He's just missing the point. He can't see it. And someone had
but
bailed
in his,
you
in,
out.
In
someone
his mind,
had
though.
This, someone has, despite mm-hmm. of the accusations, somebody stepped up and said, you know what? You're misunderstood.
Right.
I'm going to give you a shot. So he had his third chance.
He got a chance.
And he screwed it up.
He got a chance, and the
he's acting
rape
like
allegation
nobody
came out, and they still kept him.
Yes.
They kept him from that, and they said, all right, let's see how this plays out. But then you go start
but
texting
I think,
people.
But I think what he's saying in
uh-oh, this, collusion.
No. But
it's blackballed by the league.
No, no. You could see a little bit of what he's saying, right? So in his mind, he goes, okay, these allegations that are out there about me, which are completely false, is what he's saying. The Brittany Taylor stuff is completely false. So he's saying, wait a second, you're going to now cast some type of judgment on me because of fake allegations. Then he's looking at the artist, we still don't know her name, the person formerly known as the artist, right? So now there's that out there, which she never went and said, all right, I don't want any money, I don't want a civil case, this, that, and the other. She just happened to tell her story. So he's like, that's completely false. And then people are out, and then he's going, well, Shannon Sharpe saying this, and I'm out of the league. Ben Roethlisberger is still in the league for all the stuff that he was accused of, and they're throwing me out because of a text message that I was disappointed at this woman at.
Okay, so does he – so if say another team is sitting there and they're probably all a little gun-shy. They're probably all a little skittish.
Especially after the Patriots. Right. And, if there's another team that let him go, maybe
and
not.
And I don't
but.
Think he's – now we'll see how this all plays out because the difference between – everyone looks at the Ray Rice situation. Ray Rice getting that city, really the catalyst for all this
right.
stuff
all
that's
it.
Going on.
100%.
If he was better, if he was younger, he probably would have got a second
but that's
shot.
But I think the Ray Rice situation is different because of the video. The video was so gruesome.
Okay, but what if he was Ray Rice year two?
And, that video
misses,
was out.
He misses a season, and then he's on a team again.
Yeah, and yeah. I would say, and he's done, I don't know, I feel like I'm echoing here, but whatever. Because if anyone has done the right thing, it's been Ray Rice.
Well, at least from what we think. We haven't heard from
him. Publicly, he's come out and he seems to be remorseful.
Right.
And
he works in the community. He talks to kids. This guy is remorseful the right way. You
right.
can feel that he feels
right.
crappy about it.
Right.
Some other guys, not so much. So, at first I was like, no one's going to touch him this year. But he's still young enough and good enough. He would still be a top five receiver in the league. Someone will grab him.
Who, AB?
Yeah.
But I think in AB...
They need to clear up the investigation part of it first. And once they do that, if they give him the green light, and I know he just tweeted that he's not coming back, but if this all comes to pass and they say, all right, he's still eligible to play, there's no commissioner's exempt list, I could see the Kansas City Chiefs or the Baltimore Ravens taking a shot at him. And if you're a Patriots fan, that's going to scare you, because that would – even if he's only able to stay on the field for 5 or 6 games, well, what if it's a playoff game against you?
Let's just say that why would it scare you? Because Antonio Brown has been playing for the Steelers for a while, and yeah, he's had big games.
Well, he'd have to go to the right organization.
It's never
I don't think the Steelers are as good as the Chiefs. Yeah, and if he goes to the Chiefs,
if he's on
Tyreek
Hill
comes back, and Patrick Mahomes,
Sammy Watkins, Travis Kelce,
that's scary.
But see, I think the way he looks at it is
fear,
like,
does not exist in this dojo.
He's looking at it like Ray Rice.
Bow to your sensei.
He's looking at it like Ray Rice actually did something. Antonio Brown is basically adamant, and he's telling us this, that he did nothing wrong in the sense of those sexual allegations, whether it was the sexual misconduct from the painter.
And he may be right, but he's a tough guy to believe.
So, it becomes...
He just is. The way he deals with everything, tough to...
And see, that's the issue that he's dealing with. The issue is he's trying to deal with, like, listen, this is wrong, you're lying, but... You're looked at as somebody who has stuff in your past. You know what I mean? It's like a guy who comes out of jail who's trying to do the right thing, but people are saying, I can't trust this guy. I can't do that, you know?
Okay, broader question, okay? Because this was always my issue with Colin Kaepernick, but it got wrapped up in this whole, you know, God versus country and all this other weird stuff. Risk.
Right.
Same with Antonio Brown.
Right.
So I know it's different, it's social issues, but... Those guys are all in the same bucket, and they are all dressed and wrapped up differently, but they're all in the same bucket.
They might be in the same bucket, but it's more performance.
The league is more afraid, and this is a bigger topic, but the league is more afraid and owners are more afraid of Kaepernick than they are of Brown. And that says a lot, and it's a bad look, because Donald Trump won't tweet about Antonio Brown. He will tweet about Kaepernick.
Okay, so fine, but it still looks the same way. The guy's not in the league.
But Antonio Brown's the best wide receiver in the league.
I know, but they're still afraid of the issues,
of the
landmines, and dealing with it. And so you can sit there, so all these other coaches, you don't think they're talking and saying, hey, listen, don't sign him.
No,
he's trouble. Don't sign him. Collusion.
I think they're more afraid of Antonio Brown because they think if they bring him in, there's a good chance he gets suspended. It's not that they can't. That's what they're more worried about.
And I will say this: once he goes through this and the league comes out and says, "Hey, listen, there's nothing we can do here. We're not going to put him on the commissioner's exempt list. We're not suspending him. We just found out there's really nothing here." Like, you know, and then I think that's when you see a team sign him.
All right, we'll continue to monitor Antonio Brown's Twitter account. It's been a busy morning for him. It's week 3 in the NFL, Patriots and Jets here at Gillette. We are right across the street in our Best Yet broadcast booth. This is NFL Sunday presented by Kaplansky Insurance, the right coverage at the right price, kaplansky.com, and also in part by the New England Kubota Tractor Dealers and Needham Bank. We'll be right back.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.